Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I am Jess. How's it going?
Hi, Jess. It's going well. I feel like the world is opening back up. I mean, we're here in New York City, as you guys know, so we are still recording remotely. Our studio isn't open, but there are signs that things are looking up, and it's making me smile.
Oh, that's nice. You're smiling.
I am. I need something to smile about. I mean, I'm sitting here with a broken foot.
I saw Jen last Friday, I believe. I think it was Thursday, for a socially distance hello on the street. And you came out of the Jeep with a little bionic foot.
A little bionic foot. I don't know how I broke my foot in the middle of a damn pandemic. I think maybe jumping off this one small sandy area when I was hiking, but it didn't hurt. And I didn't get the bruise until 6 days later. So it might not have been from that. But all of a sudden, I literally couldn't walk on my foot. There was a big bruise everywhere. And I had to go get an x-ray. I broke my fifth metatarsal, which I hear is very common.
Was it a throbbing, an aching, a shooting pain? Like, what was the pain?
No, I felt like I was stepping on a cotton ball. I'm like, why is there something puffy under my foot? And then I looked down and I was like, oh, because my foot is so swollen that like the toe is not on the floor and it was bruised and crazy. I have a really high pain threshold. So apparently I can walk around with a broken foot and not know. And here I am in a boot. Do you ever break a bone? I need to know this about you, by the way, before we move on.
I don't like to say things like I've never done X because then I think you put a hex out. You put a jinx, a bad thing. But I don't.
Okay, then I know the answer. Should we talk about beauty instead? Something much
more
lovely?
Let's talk about beauty. We've got some hot topics for this episode.
We're going to do beauty news. Of course, beauty news. What's happening this week. Then salons are opening, but it's not going to be the hair salon that you remember. We'll discuss. Mm. And last, Jess, you got some help for bikini line issues.
Bikini line issues. Mm-hmm.
We got tips for you. Who's our guest?
The fabulous Jillian Dempsey, makeup artist to the stars, Jillian Dempsey. And also she has a gorgeous line, which Jen and I have actually been texting about. We have been using her products for the past couple of days. I mean, we've used her products before, but we've kind of had like, we've reignited the love affair with her line. It's fabulous. And she's fabulous. So stay tuned for her big interview. Shall we get into the show?
Let's do it. Dun, 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 dun. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm doing the beauty news. Are you ready, Jess?
I'm ready. I'm so excited you're going to be the person today.
It's fun when the other person does it, so you can just sit there and enjoy what's going on in the beauty world. Okay, so first up, serious news. Johnson & Johnson reports it will stop selling talc-based baby powder. This is craziness. Just a few weeks ago, I was telling you guys about the lawsuits that could proceed because some people are claiming that they got cancer because of the carcinogens in contaminated talc that was in Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. The company says they are not stopping selling it because of the lawsuits or because they're admitting any wrongdoing,
Yeah. But
just that they're relooking at their portfolio. And just so you guys know, that's only here in the United States. I believe they will still be selling powder with talc elsewhere in the world.
Okay.
And also, just so you know, you can find baby powder with cornstarch, which experts say is much safer. So next up, fun launches going around in the beauty world. Get this one. Kristen Bell is working on a line with the founders of Lord Jones. It's going to be a CBD skincare line launching this fall. Did you see the name, Jess?
Happy Dance.
Do you love that? I don't know. It just makes me, I don't know, made me smile. Because Kristen Bell, I just feel like this works for me. You know, I'm CBD, I don't know about
it. Don't you like that show that she's on?
I like kind of everything that she does. She's a celebrity I feel like I'd be friends with. You know?
I get it.
Here's a celebrity I'm not so sure I'd be friends with. I just threw shade and he's probably going to come back at me. But Jeffree Star just launched a new makeup collection called, wait for it, Cremated. The name of the line is Cremated. I love that our intern, Olivia, sent this news to me and her comment was, not a good time, Jeffree. Yeah, when there's a deadly pandemic on the loose, I don't know if that's what you want to do. So fans have been like not happy with the name of it and the whole corpsey theme, but also not the shades either. I looked at them. I haven't tried it, but like it's truly 50 Shades of Grey.
Is it?
It's just like all kind of the same grayish color. And people were complaining like, I don't need a palette with 50 versions of the same color. So
yeah,
of course he did a video and he like already clapped back at the people that were clapping back in true Jeffree fashion.
Oh, God.
Hard sigh from my color commentary.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I feel like it's another day, another, you know.
Jeffree Star commentary.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, on a much happier note, I've noticed this. My friend, the kids are having new virtual makeup parties.
Yay!
Especially.
I like this. I know, yeah, no, this is my
brought about yeah. because of the quarantine. My friend actually sent me a video of her five-year-old niece doing one of these parties. But basically, you know, you can't have a group birthday party right now. It's a big deal for kids. They are instead all logging on and doing like a little makeup lesson together.
That's adorable. So who is the person who does the makeup lesson?
Well, there's lots of people who are doing these. The one I saw in the Philadelphia area, she's a makeup artist, Julie Kate Rubenstein, and she does like weddings and events and things like that. And she sort of pivoted while she couldn't be working on that stuff to lead these children's classes. But I guarantee you, no matter where you are in the world, there's a makeup artist who is doing this. And if not, just approach a makeup artist that you like and say, hey, could you run a virtual birthday party with the kids? Like, tell us what to buy for each kid. We'll send it to them. And then they all log on and do it together.
That is adorable. So they're like moms or they themselves will do it. Like, you know, put a little heart on your cheek, that kind of thing?
No, the kids sit in front and do it themselves. The moms aren't involved.
Oh, they do it themselves.
Yeah. You could do it with like face painting, which is like, it still weirds me out how kids love face painting so much. I never understood that.
I love face painting. I love it.
But they're doing them with like real, you know, tutorials too, because it's fun. It's crafty. And if you're thinking this is like, why are we making young children look adult by putting makeup on them? It's not like that. It's for the fun and craft of it. You're not going to send your kid out to do some like, you know, show and walk around like JonBenet Ramsey afterwards. Okay, thank you. And last, I got to end on a little sciencey something for you. In a new report, the United Nations Environment Program and Consumer Rights, which is this like, or Consumer International, a consumer rights organization, did a study of all of the recycling information that's on packages. Beauty especially has like all sorts of arrows and numbers on the plastic bottles. They found 19% of plastic packaging labels offered quality information on how to recycle, meaning the other 81% of stuff doesn't tell you how to recycle. To which I say, you think? Like, about time we fix this one.
I've been thinking about that a lot recently because, you know, we're at home now. We're making so much, like, well, we've always made this much garbage, but now it's all in one little concentrated area. I feel like a raccoon, you know, like I'd look in the corner of my apartment and it's like everything, the toothpaste bottles, the little tiny sample packs of things. There's like no recycling information on like anything. I would say this stat 19% seems completely accurate. It's perfectly accurate.
Yeah, or maybe even just 5%, because I always look before I try and recycle. So hopefully, because this was a global program, it'll bring about some change and there might be some new standards across the world to help people figure out how to recycle properly.
Completely.
All right. And that's your beauty news for the week.
Good work, Jen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, Jen, let's get serious.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm ready.
So, you know what's not been pretty?
Tell me.
Having to take care of my own bikini line. Usually this is something that I outsource to professionals.
I pay people to do that for me. I actually don't. I'm lasered, so I don't have hair there.
Well, what,
so
I tried that in my 20s, and then it didn't take.
They do say red hair and fair skin is a notoriously hard combo because those lasers find the pigment and destroy it. So if your skin and your hair color are similar.
It's all too fair.
Forget about it.
Yeah. So I usually go to EWC or Shoba and... you know, I feel for my ladies there. So I know that I am not the real victim in this crisis. So I'm really hoping they all get back to work. But in the meantime, it's just been me and my Billy Razor. Okay?
Just you and your Billy Razor getting intimate.
But, you know, my Billy is great. But let's just be real. Like, you know, shaving does have its issues. And some of the issues can be these like little like red spots, which personally I find unsightly. And I think we all know what I'm talking about. If you've shaved before, I'm not talking about ingrowns, okay? I'm talking about just like little red spots.
There is no hair there, but there are like freckles.
Yeah, the little like, just like redness. And I'm like, what is that?
I think on other skin tones, by the way, they could be purple, brown, whatever, just so you know what we're talking
like
about.
Like a pigmentation kind of thing, like little darker spots. And that does not feel sexy. So... luckily I'm not in any bathing suits anytime, but just like, you know, it just doesn't feel nice. So there are, you know, I call up, I have a couple of derm friends who I feel close enough to call when I have a problem, but for something this intimate of nature, I call one lady and one lady only, Ranella Hirsch, you know, my Jewish mother, like, you know, dermatologist.
From another mother.
Yeah, Jewish mother from another mother. I love you, Ranella. So she is... like, she's just the best. I called her for all of my, like, post-pregnancy, like, embarrassing derm issues or even just any issue. She said that what we're talking about is the two post-shaving phenomena, okay? This is double-prong, ladies. This is razor burn and razor bumps. And she said that coarse hairs like pubic hair tend to be somewhat spiral. Blah, okay? And they're when they're cut sharply with a razor... you get that razor burn. And when they're making the way through the skin as they regrow, you get razor bumps, or the more technical term, folliculitis, okay?
Right.
So those angry red bumps pop up soon after shaving, and that's the razor burn. And that's what you get from the mechanical friction of the razor itself.
Sometimes, yes.
And that's similar to what you see when men shave their beard. So yes, Jeff has that all the time, okay? Well, I mean, like, not chronically, but like, he does get that sometimes. So that's like the underside of the jaw and the neck. So the secret here is all about prevention. You want to get a good razor. I really do love the Billy, even though they are our sponsor. I really do love the Billy. You want to get something made for women. Hello, Billy. Those razors generally have some kind of...
P.S. This is not a sponsored segment. Just happened to use that razor. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not sponsored, but I really do like the Billy. I also do like the Schick one that's like for sensitive skin.
Hydro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anything that is for sensitive skin, I really like. Anything that's for women, I really like. I don't mess with stuff for men. You want to clean the blade between uses, which I'm not always the best at. Sometimes I'm just like, go, 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 go. I want to get out of the shower. You want to get a new blade every 4 to 5 shaves, which I know we're all trying to be economical, and blades can be crazy expensive. I mean, they're insanely expensive. At Duane Reade, like, they're like $20 for like a new pack. So I understand why we're all trying to economize. But if this is a problem, you definitely want to swap out a new blade every 4 to 5 shaves. And if you ever see it looking rusty, it is time to toss it.
And so say you do all that and you still get the bumps.
See, there's more. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It should not be the first thing you do in the shower, which sounds obvious, but it's not, because sometimes like we just want to get it over with. You want to spend 10 to 15 minutes in the shower, in a warm shower, to give...
What?
I know. listen, I have a baby, okay? Like, my showers are not 10 to 15 minutes anymore, but...
It opens up the skin and warms it up, right?
Yeah. It depends, like, what kind of childcare situation I have at the time. But yeah, like, 10 to 15 minutes is, like, what you should be doing. So if you are lucky enough to have 10 to 15 minutes, like, use it and do it at the very, very end, okay? And then it's not a bad idea to exfoliate with a little washcloth. You know, I love a washcloth that helps lift the hairs. It makes for a cleaner, smoother shave. And you definitely want to use a shave gel. I used to think that you don't need a shave gel because I was like, that's just kind of like marketing or like, you know, another product.
Yeah.
No, you do, babe. Okay. Then you want to do one pass in the direction of the hair growth. I always thought that like in the direction... Why are you huffing?
Because I feel like you don't get a close shave when you go.
Exactly. That's exactly.
And derms always say that. And I'm always like, cool. Now I have really short bikini line hair. This was before I was lasered, you know, but I still see it.
But if you have the problem that I'm having,
you gotta
I'm going to have to start. Exactly. Now, the aftercare is a big deal. If you're really red, which generally you are not, if you followed all of the above, but sometimes I am, you want to put a thin layer of 10% over-the-counter hydrocortisone on top of the affected area.
Genius. No one thinks about corticosteroid creams for beauty stuff. You always think about that like, oh, for rashes and bug bites only. Mm-hmm. No, they're steroid cream. Like, that's the stuff that brings down inflammation.
So when I thought, okay, Ranelle, I'm doing all this stuff. I look at the list. I'm like, I was not doing like any of this stuff. The only thing I was doing was using the like the girly razor and like a little shave gel.
So you have a plan now.
I have a plan of action. I can update you on my bikini line.
I think she's really helpful with the hydrocortisone cream. And also, once that inflammation is down, you could still end up having post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation like you do after a zit goes away, mm-hmm. you know? So realize that it might take a little while for that discoloration to fade, even if the ingrown hairs are gone. So I feel like we have to check back in with you in like, what, a month or so?
Check back in with me in a month.
That'll be the height of the summer. And you might be in a bathing suit then.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
But where am I wearing this bathing suit?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see each other and I'll drive you up to a lake and we'll go swimming.
Okay, that sounds nice.
Okay, Jess, I know we might not be going to the lake after we just ended that segment we were talking about. Like, maybe we'll go to the beach. Maybe we'll go here, there. Everything is going to be so different, though.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's going to be really different is the salon experience. So I was reading this article about Italy's hair salons all opening up at once and like all the little old nonas and everything going and being so excited. It was in the New York Times. I'll link to it on the blog. Being so excited to like go back to the salon.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to you because I did some research on like at least here in the United States of what the salon experience is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, it's not going to be fun. This is not your usual pampering day at the spa.
No? Like what are you seeing?
I just feel like it's going to change the whole nature of what men and women go, like the barbershop experience. Barbershops are like, you know, here in Brooklyn, like that's where men have community. That's where they hang out. It's the same with salons. It's the hangout spot. It's just not going to be like that. So I think it was funny because when Australia first opened up its salons, they said that, okay, appointments are going to be 30 minutes each. And every woman in Australia was like, man, you cannot get your hair colored in 30 minutes. Are you crazy?
Oh my God. So I'm not going to be there with a magazine and my feet up and like having a little chit chat.
You are not. So the time thing in Australia changed. Now they have like regular appointment lengths. Here in the United States, every state is different. Some municipalities are even different. But I found a lot of common things that I wanted to share with you. One is a maximum of 50% capacity, which means like every other hairstylist isn't going to be working. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about all of the salons that are probably going to go under. Keep going.
Well, I read a lot of salon owners are like, they're fine with that because they're going to stay open longer hours, which means you're not going to get your regular 2 p.m. appointment or whenever you wanted to go because they're going to be open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., like much longer hours so that all of the stylists can still get, you know, an 8-hour shift and get their chair time with their clients. It's also going to be appointments only, which I think is not as big a deal for people. It's like, but think about like when you have kids, you want to take them to like quick cuts and get a walk-in appointment. No more walk-ins at salons, no more waiting rooms. Isn't reading a magazine in the waiting room like half the fun?
Just like the whole thing. I go in, I have a little chat. I like have like, you know, a little drink. Sometimes I eat a little snack And then I just like, yeah, it's an escape. It's the, now this sounds like going to get like a cavity filled.
Yeah. Or your car like oil changed.
Yeah.
The chat thing is the thing that to me feels the most interesting, like psychologically and just culturally. If your hairstylist is wearing both a mask and a face shield, some places are requiring both like goggle face shields for eyes and a mask for the stylist. And then the client also has a mask on. You're not going to be able to chat or talk.
This is like, you know, the whole beauty industry is about like it's a sensorial, luxurious thing. Even if it's a, you know, a little $12 manicure, it's sensorial and luxurious. And this is like, understandably, what this seems like a paranoid clinical situation that you're describing.
Yeah. Actually, manicures, you bring up a good point too. I saw a couple different salons do this. I think one was in Connecticut. You know how like the old school bank teller used to have the whole acrylic clear wall and then the little slot where you slid the money in?
Yeah, yeah.
So they created that where you slide your little hands in so that, you know, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but it feels really weird that there's going to be a clear plastic between you and a manicurist and you just put your hand through.
No one's coming around to give you a little massage while you get your nails to dry, huh?
I don't think so. I'm curious if this is going to change who we go to see for our hair. Like, okay, if it's just a service, it's not, I don't even care if I like the person to have a connection with them. I just want to get in, get out. Like, are people going to be seeking out new hairstylists? I myself am like, I don't know what I'm going to do because my stylist moved to LA and she used to be coming back, her colorist, Mary Kate, and she used to come back to New York to do color for her clients here, but like she's not gonna be traveling to New York anytime soon. Are you ready to go back to the salon?
You know, yeah, yes, I am, but I at the same time, I find this really, really depressing. And I, you know, not in the selfish way, like this is a huge inconvenience for me, Jen. No, like this is very sad. This is sad for a million different reasons. I think, you know, people crave, I was reading the article that you sent me last night about the Italian salons, and we should definitely put this up on the blog. I think there are people who will read it and think like, you know, this is the least of our problems and people are vain. But no, I think it's like people need that human touch, that human connection, especially people who maybe don't have that in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's like we, you know, we can make ourselves like a sandwich if we're not, even if we're not chefs, you know, like, and, but like, we can't do a lot of the things. I'm trying to think of the right analogy, and it's not perfect, but bear with me here. Like, we have respect for these people who take care of us in a way that I think maybe, we're just seeing it with new eyes. Like, we feed ourselves every day, three times a day, and we go out to a nice restaurant and like for something mm-hmm. special. But like for 3 months, like people are realizing, wow, like, you know, this person who colored my hair, cut my hair, like they make me feel like myself in a way that I cannot make myself feel like myself. You know, like they put yeah. me back together again in a way that like, I'm not saying it a perfect way, but I think you guys know what I mean.
We do. And if you read that article, the women that were quoted, it was a lot of like women in their late 60s and 70s. And I just was like picturing like that, like if you're a senior citizen who doesn't get like a lot of people coming to visit you, this one woman was like just so excited to have her nails painted red and have a hand massage by someone. And I was like, yes, this is why we do beauty. This is what it should be about. And I hope that even with all of these like changes to the salon experience, people still get that comfort when they go.
Yeah, they make us feel like the best version of ourselves, which is, you know, to borrow, I know Paul Frank, the dermatologist, always talks about his work like this. He's like, I'm, you know, yes, he's a dermatologist, but what his job is to make people feel like the best version of themselves. And that is a real, that's real power. And this is what the beauty industry does. And to shut down that industry is a really serious thing for a lot of people. So I really would love to see it up and thriving again for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Expect changes, people, when you go back to the salon. And DM us and message us. Let us know what's happening in your area because it's different all over the world.
Send pictures. Yeah. If you go, please send pictures to us and let us know if we can share them. That would be really cool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So Gillian Dempsey is a makeup artist who has worked with countless celebrities from Kristen Stewart, Jennifer Lawrence, Anne Hathaway, Emilia Clarke. She's also the founder of Gillian Dempsey Beauty Line, and she recently launched the Fife Beauty app. Plus, she's a mom of three, and yes, you'll hear this. She happens to be married to the actor Patrick Dempsey. Jess, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Let's have our interview. So guys, Jillian just told us she's a podcast virgin. This is her first time as a guest on a podcast. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Well, thank you. I feel so honored. I really do. If I had to have my cherry popped, it would be with no one better than you two, right?
Love it. We'll be gentle on you. We're all beauty people, so we speak the same language.
Thank you so much.
So I know you're a makeup artist. Everybody knows that. But I also know, because I feel like, wow, I've known you for a long time just through interviews and things. You're also a hairstylist.
This is correct.
Can you tell us, like, this is unusual. How did you get to be both of those things? And, like, which came first? Like, how did you get into cosmetology, if you will?
I love to see change. I like to use humans as, like, the canvas for change. So if we could, you know, create different looks on people, whether that be through cutting, coloring, makeup, whatever it was. I loved the whole beauty world. I was so drawn into the artistic nature of what you could do. So when I went to hair school, because I do have my 1600 hours, it was at a time when you learned how to do everything. You would learn how to do cuts, color, waxing, which was really interesting, like wow. waxing your lips. You'd learn facials, makeup. Oh my God, I did so many perms and pin curls and shadow waves and you name it, we had to learn it.
You obviously got your license because I understand you actually owned a hair salon in the 90s, right?
That is true. We did hair and makeup and we did pretty much everything in that hair salon. It was very trendy, West Hollywood.
Now, were people, you know, you had this like groovy salon, you know, doing, you know, makeup and hair. Were celebrities coming into the space? Like, how did you start doing celebrity makeup?
Well, Chris McMillan, who I know that you did a podcast with Chris. He started to kind of take off with Jen. And I know you know who that Jen is. He started to take off working with her at the time. And he became too busy, so he started to push his clients off to other people. And there was this band called Edna Swap. I have no idea how I even remember this band, but Patrick, my husband, Patrick Dempsey, he went to watch Edna Swap play at the Whiskey in Los Angeles, and he recognized they had similar hair types. And she was like, "Oh man, you got to go see Jillian at Deluxe Beauty. She'll cut your hair. We have the exact same hair. She can cut your hair." And Chris was Patrick's stylist. So basically, Chris got too busy. Patrick went to go see Edna Swap, got a hair referral, and then it sort of started off like I had one client who would put 80s jokes into my book, like 80s movie stars. So she'd write in like, "Molly Ringwald's coming in for a perm at 5 o'clock on a Friday." And I was like, "Oh, is she doing that to me again?" Because I saw Patrick Dempsey coming in at 11 a.m. for a chemical relaxer and a haircut. I was like, "Oh, sure." I just didn't think he would ever walk in the door because I was like thinking, "Can't Buy Me Love," "Lover Boy." And I thought my friend was punking me again. So he came in and I kind of laughed at the time because I was like, "Oh," I didn't want to say, "Oh, I thought you were a joke," but you know, because that wouldn't probably, that would not translate. But it was, I was very surprised on a lot of levels at that moment that he walked through the door.
Did you ever get nervous working with so many high profile clients in your salon? I mean, I'm sure that wasn't like you set out, like, "I'm going to have a celebrity salon in LA.
Just when you've got sharp scissors in your hand, you rule the world because you are like, "Listen, sit down. I know you're saying you just want that trim, but I'm owning this right now. We're going to talk.
I'm in control."
You get really bossy when you have a pair of scissors in your hands. I don't know what happens.
You also are like such a businesswoman. Like, you were making vials when you were little and putting labels on them. You had the salon and the beauty line. And you just launched another company, an app, Fife Beauty. Can we talk about that?
Yes. And I would like you to know, because I know we're in a crisis at the moment, and I just don't want you to think that this was an idea that just came to mind within the last 6 weeks of what our world has been going through.
If anybody has been on it and seen the tutorials, it's pretty clear this is not just 6 weeks in the making, Jillian.
I felt so protective, like I was pregnant with a baby app in my belly, and I wanted to give birth to this. In a way, and giving birth in a pandemic was never my intention. However, I was encouraged by my family and my close set of friends to see the positive side of this as, look, people are in need and probably want to have some different ways in which to view beauty. So I wanted to start with myself and then bring other artists on board and have it and create a platform so the user could just get in and get out. Pure convenience for the user. You could control your adventure. You could jump on the app, know that I'm completely transparent. Whatever you're looking at, you can use your products at home or you can choose to buy through the app. You can try on the Shade Arcade with, you know, UCAM, who are the virtual leaders in the virtual try-on for makeup, which is incredible. And so you basically get to navigate and do this all within like the comfort of your home, which I think we're all having a lot of that right now.
We have a lot of the comfort of our home. So just for people who haven't tried it yet, there is that like UCAM try-on part of the app, but then there's also these tutorials. And so I was making my way through a lot of them and I kept thinking, these are so different from what we are now used to as a YouTube tutorial.
That's right.
Like some of them are only like 10 seconds long. And I was like, cool, I just learned that. But she wasn't like, where's the commentary? Where's the like lighting? You know, you didn't do the little thing where you hold up the product and wiggle it in front of your hand. What was your thinking with these tutorials?
I will be brutally honest with you. I have stage fright. I don't like necessarily to get in front of a camera. I am completely in my comfort zone when I'm working on a face because I get to sculpt, I get to move, I get to try things, you know, I get to work with the face. I say the face, like I get to work with your face and it's my pleasure to do that, to be able to work with whoever my hands or my brushes, my tools are touching. And I like to study your face. I like to say, no face is ever the same. But you can always say that certain techniques will always remain the same. You will always have certain techniques like the cat eye. Have we ever, ever, ever known a cat eye, like a little flick, to ever be out of style? Can you think of one time? Because I sure can't. So I thought, you know, I'm one makeup artist, but I have onboarded already another makeup artist, and I plan to onboard more freelance makeup artists to show and reveal just their hands. We don't need to have the commentary. The joke gets stale and old. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that again. I want to get straight to the, I want to get straight to the point. I'm really into, if you are going out, how quickly can you get that information to get that smoky eye? How fast, if you want to try to put on a band of lashes, it might take you a minute, but if you study the tutorial, see how this artist does it, that artist puts their band, because we all work, we all have different styles, and everybody has a different face. So I'd like to place the artist with the brands, and that is how I'm growing this app.
So tell me this, how did you decide which looks were going to get a tutorial? You mentioned the cat eye, you mentioned putting on a band of lashes.
I call it the arrive and drive. Basically, the model shows up, we have everything ready, and whatever the model brings that day, we have a loose mood board happening. We have the products out, we have a mood board. When the model shows up, I want to be able to take, if the model has a pimple on her face, maybe I'll say, you know what? Let's change the mood board. We're going to show how to cover a pimple. I want to take and create what the model provides, which provides content to grow.
I like that you have the model let you dictate what the look is. Okay, when this thing came out, your gold bar tool, I was like, okay, well, we have face rollers. Those jade rollers were everywhere. Why do I need Jillian Dempsey's gold bar? And then you used it on me. The thing is vibrating. I couldn't even explain what was happening to me. Why do I need to use it for 4 minutes? What is it? Where did you get it from? What is this thing?
So it's Japanese. It's made in Japan. And it's a tool that is highly effective that I use for every single client. I like to do a prep step. That's what I like to call it. So I usually typically clean face always. You can't have makeup on. I like to put eye pads under the eyes, a moisturizer, turn it on, because a lot of people don't know that you need to turn it on the bottom. It's battery operated. And I like to start by the sides of the mouth and just right in this area that's like the frowny kind of area, and just go towards your ears. Like it's in one direction and you're pushing. And it's like they're called rotations, but it's a sculpting effect. It's like you can iron out wrinkles. I even ironed out a mask wrinkle because I had two mask wrinkles the other day. And I was like,
oh my God, can I use it when my socks, the older I've gotten, when I take socks off, the lines from the socks stay for like 40 minutes. Does that happen to anybody else?
Give it a whirl. I'm only a neck up kind of gal. If you're wearing a sock down below, I've never tried that, but I'd be curious to get that feedback.
So it gets the circulation going, plumps up the skin.
If you see like, I love to tell people, like, split your face down the center, put moisturizer on one side, your favorite moisturizer, whatever you want, and then start to move in the direction that you would like, which is typically up.
Like we're giving ourselves that facelift in the mirror where we just sort of hold everything up.
Yeah. It's great for lymphatic drainage. You can go around your eyes. You can eliminate. It's like a sculpting machine. I don't know how to explain it. If you do one side of your face, You can do it for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minutes.
It'll work. You said it's from Japan, and I feel like this is a thing with you. You're always like traveling the world, finding things that nobody else has, bringing back products. So what are some of the things in your kit right now, like new discoveries of yours?
Well, I'm obsessed with Japanese products. I'm a J-beauty person all the way. I could give you a big, long list of all my favorite brands that you can't get here, that would be kind of unfair. I think anytime I go to whatever, it doesn't matter what city I'm in or around the world when we were traveling, I'll be the first person to sneak off like to a beauty place. Like it doesn't matter, whatever beauty place. We were recently, my family went to an event in Salzburg, Austria. I'm like, what's here for beauty? And believe it or not, I found like a little Korean beauty boutique. I don't know. Either I find boutiques or they find me, but I like to just look and see textures, colors, what products are out there. And I have a huge passion for new techniques, new inventions, new ways to apply beauty.
What's the last thing you bought that wasn't your own line?
I love the line Addiction, which is really cool. Shigeta, and those are two Japanese brands. So Shigeta has this really amazing lip balm that I'm obsessed with. Also, Mama's Butter, I mean, MMO.
What is Mama's Butter?
Mama's Butter, it's a brand called Narolila. Narolila. That's how you pronounce the name of the brand. And it's also another makeup artist.
So what are you using yourself right now? What are your favorite, like, you know, skin, hair products, makeup products? Well, I mean, I know you have your own brand, but what is always in your personal kit?
I mean, I am obsessed with my own cheek and lid tints and my rich brown eyeliner. Those are my go-tos. And there's a Japanese concealer that I'm really into. It looks so cheap. I don't know. It's called Calypso. I'm so into it. Three shades. I'm wearing one that is like in a pink color. They have a pink, a yellow, and an orange. I don't know. I jump around so much.
How do you keep your blonde hair so blonde?
Okay, I have hair husbands out there, and they both represent lines like Adir Abergel and Chris McMillan, Virtue, Drunk Elephant. Those are in my shower. That is what I'm using. The other day, I put Olaplex on. Then I switched and I used a Virtue mask. I'm a little bit of a jumper, but if I stay in a rut and I don't jump, then I don't feel like I'm educating myself on products. Does that make sense?
Yes. I think you were a beauty editor in another life.
Maybe. I think so. Especially with the app. I have every single brand that's labeled, and it's all in alphabetical order. We have like the different categories. And yeah, I'm a beauty junkie 1000%.
Let's hit you with the Fount Mascara 5, the questions we always ask. Okay, ready?
Yep.
What is the first beauty product you ever fell in love with?
Oh, Maybelline eyeliner that I used to take a match to and burn and then put in my inner waterline and look like a whore. It was awful. Yeah, but I thought I looked like a badass. Okay, next.
Who's the celebrity that you just know you'd be best friends with?
So I love Kate Moss. I know that's like I love her style. I think she's like always has the undone hair and puts herself together, British, the whole package. I think she's pretty iconic. I think she's cool. I don't know, because I am not British, if we would be best friends. But when I buy things, I always have this little thing in my head say, would Kate Moss think that was cool? Because if she thinks it's cool, then maybe I can see myself wearing that or, yeah.
What is your favorite indulgent snack? And I want you to be specific.
Currently, I'm really obsessed with these little soy ice creams at night.
Tasty.
I know, vanilla ice cream with a milk chocolate on the outside.
Mm.
It's been my pandemic go-to. I don't know why. Never, ever craved it before now. But now I do.
What's the song that pumps you up?
Fugazi, Waiting Room.
Didn't see that coming, but I like it.
That's right.
And what do you want to raise a wand to? And by raise a wand, that means what are you obsessed with right now?
Listening to all of your episodes and getting caught up. Fat Mascara.
We've never had anyone say that.
That was very kind.
No, I love it. I'm sort of, it's like an, I feel like I've been missing out on something because I've been so absorbed with the app and with my beauty line.
You're a busy woman. It's understandable. This was great though. Thank you.
Jillian, thank you.
Thank you guys.
Did we treat you okay? How was your first podcast experience?
I'm never going to ever forget you guys.
Okay, so we're going to raise a wand, and we have another listener raise a wand, which I've been loving. This is Kaylee from Toronto.
Hello, Jess and Jen. This is Kaylee calling from Toronto, Canada. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller, and I am calling with a raise a wand. I would like to raise a wand to these amazing candles. They're called Shy Wolf Candles. They're made by a woman here who makes the most beautiful, delicious scents. They're from all natural ingredients. I bought about 6 at the beginning of the pandemic. You can buy her stuff on shywolfcandles.com. It's not me, and she doesn't know I'm doing this. So hopefully she gets a lot of sales, and she's shipping to the U.S. So that's great. Thanks so much for everything. Bye.
Love that, Kaylee. I love that she's from Toronto. We're so international. Okay. If you want to hear your voice on Fat Mascara or shout out one of your favorite products, or actually that'd be both, email us at info@fatmascara.com.
Yeah, you can send us a voice memo there, or you could just call and leave us a voice message at 646-481-8182. Now, you ready to raise a wand ourselves?
Yes, Jen, what do you got?
Okay, so in honor of Jillian Dempsey, our amazing interview. She was so nice afterwards. She sent us products. I got obsessed with some of them, but I was playing around. Remember she mentioned that cheek tint sunny?
Yes.
It's like a cream cheek tint.
I'm wearing it now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It's really good, right?
Thank you. I love it. I'm crazy about it.
Okay. Well, I am not raising a wand to that. I'm raising a wand to that, but also I found some other new products. I was playing with them and I was like, oh my God, this is the best dupe for Jillian's product. So Pawpaw, you know Dr. Pawpaw, the like...
Yeah, Australian.
Australian lip balm. They have tinted versions now that you use on eyes, lips, and cheeks. So the peach and the mocha shade, if you put them together, it is the most beautiful. It's a slightly dewier, glossier version of Jillian Dempsey Sunny Cream Blusher. But these all the colors are great. If you have darker skin tones, the pink and the red one have like a real nice intensity to them. But on me, medium olive, the peach and mocha mixed together just gives you like this dewy cheek glow that's like very high-end looking, except they're only like $9 a tube at Ulta. So
very nice, very nice.
And you get a lot of products. So raise a wand to Tinted Pawpaws.
So like Jen said, we are on a Jillian kick right now. We are playing with a lot of her products. I am wearing all Jillian today. All Jillian.
Are you?
Yes, Jillian bronze lid tint, the sunny lip. I'm not wearing Jillian lip right now, the sunny cheek. But I'm wearing what I want to raise a wand to. When I say raise a wand lately, I feel like I'm like, wave the wand, like Daffy Duck or something.
Wave the wand.
Wave the wand.
What do you want to wave the wand to?
I want to wave the wand to the Kohl liner in Deep Burgundy. Now,
I'm wearing that also right now.
Look. Yeah, I noticed your eyes look really good. Listen, Jen and I am not going to disclose who we just interviewed, but we just had the most amazing interview with a guest who you guys have been requesting. We've been crazy about this guest. So we put our beauty A game on this morning, and we both did not know that we both were wearing the Jillian liner. But this liner in Deep Burgundy, I've played with a few different burgundy liners in my lifetime, and sometimes they get too red and they can look a little too goth, like a little too,
yeah.
I'm trying to be cool, a little red. This is really just kind of rich enough. Would you say, Jen, why would you describe it? Like kind of...
It's purpley brown. It's like perfect for those chocolate brown years, yeah. Truly. I think it would work... Look, listen, you have green eyes and fair skin. I'm olive and brown. It looks good on like a lot of skin tones.
Yeah, it's not too edgy. That's what I'm saying. I think some of them are too edgy. And they're too kind of... They're more... Somebody asked me, by the way, they DM me today. They said, what do you mean when you keep saying chocolate brown years? So for new fans of Fat Mascara, chocolate brown years are when you're getting a little bit more mature and black liner is starting to look a little too harsh.
Welcome to your chocolate brown years. But this is a great product for that.
So that's that, guys. Oh, and the liner's $20. So not cheap.
Raise a wand.
But yeah, it's a treat. It's a treat. Raise a wand, guys. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Fat Mascara. Go to fatmascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@fatmascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise a wands. Send those to the same address, info@fatmascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.